91X News.
It's 6 degrees with partly clear skies at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Alan Steinberg. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has unveiled a larger cabinet with experienced hands moving to portfolios and some rookies entering the front benches of the House of Commons. Terry Pedwell reports.
Chrystia Freeland is now Deputy Prime Minister and Intergovernmental Affairs Minister and will be responsible for bridging relations between the Trudeau government and the provinces and territories. She's being replaced at Foreign Affairs by François-Philippe Champagne. Former Police Chief Bill Blair is taking over the public safety file from Ralph Goodale, who was rejected by voters in Saskatchewan as the Liberals failed to win a single seat in that province and Alberta. To ensure a voice in the Prairie provinces at the cabinet table, Manitoba MP Jim Carr will be a special advisor for the region. And among the new names on the list of 36 ministers is Anita Anand, who becomes Minister of Public Services. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, has been testifying at the impeachment inquiry on Capitol Hill. Ed Donahue reports.
Sondland says President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, pushed a political quid pro quo with Ukraine.
At the express direction of the President of the United States.
Sondland says he didn't want to work with Giuliani, but an opportunity to cement relations with Ukraine would have been lost.
So we followed the President's orders.
Sondland says he didn't realize Joe Biden was connected to investigating the oil company Burisma.
I can't recall the exact date the light bulb went on. It could have been as late as once the transcript was out.
President Trump has insisted he did nothing wrong with Ukraine.
I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing. I said it twice.
The president says he doesn't know Gordon Sondland very well and hasn't spoken to him much. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Belleville police say that an armed robbery was one of two separate incidents in North End Belleville Tuesday night. Police say that at 6:31 p.m., a man brandished a knife and proceeded to rob a store. He fled from the store, and there were no injuries. Police are still searching for the 39-year-old man. An hour later at 7:32, also in the north end of Belleville, an off-duty police officer detained a 42-year-old man for shoplifting. He's charged with theft under $5,000 and is scheduled to appear in court on December 12th. The future of the building that is the former home of the Belleville Intelligencer is again up for debate. In 2011, the Intelligencer sold the building that had been its home previously for 50 years. Since then, the building has been abandoned. City has given the current owner a number of orders to address issues with the building. Chris Millette is a city councillor and former Intelligencer employee.
Several things happened in that building, the first of which that made it almost uninhabitable for any other business was the new owner neglected to turn the water off in the building, and we had a deep freeze some months after that to minus 30, and all the pipes in the building burst. And we were told when we were working in this building that there's water running down the stairs out the front door of the old Intel building.
Millette said he believes the city has some good ideas for the property, but is unsure what will happen going forward. Catherine Kerr-Pankow is the winner of the 2019 YMCA Peace Medal. She's the founder of Wheelchair Basketball Quinty. She won the award for her dedication in making basketball inclusive for people of all abilities. Sarah Cook has the story.
Members of the wheelchair basketball team cheered for Catherine Kerr-Pankow after she accepted the YMCA Peace Medal last night. An emotional Kerr-Pankow thanked the basketball players for being her motivation throughout the tough times of getting the program off the ground.
There's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears going into this. And, you know, your smiling faces and being here every week with you guys is the reason that I can keep pushing through and making this program to what it is. So thank you. I love you guys so much.
For many of the teammates, Kerr-Pankow's program has been life-changing. Gus Zachary had his leg amputated more than a decade ago. He says that the best part about coming to wheelchair basketball is that the disability disappears when he takes the court, and he's just a ball player.
When you have a disability and you're able to take the court, you are no longer a person with a disability. So you don't worry about surgeries, you don't worry about amputations or pills or meetings or appointments. You don't worry about any of that crap. I'm a basketball player. I just happen to place it now.
Kerr-Pankow says wheelchair basketball Quinty will be playing away games in the new year under the title Trenton Thunder. Hashtag this is how we roll. Keep an eye out for them in 2020. Sarah Cook, QNET News, Quinty West.
A group of local women have joined together to form the local chapter of Shout Sister Choir. Olivia Waldorf spoke with members of the choir to find out what they get out of singing together every week.
The Belleville chapter of the Shout Sisters Choir is a tight-knit group of women who all share a passion for singing. Ute Noons, the choir's administrator, has been singing with the group for 4 years.
It's very inclusive. Anybody can join, anybody can sing. It's non-denominational, there's no religious service. It's so everybody's welcome, everybody feels happy.
Margie Pfeiffer, the choir's director, started leading the group in September, and she says it's been rewarding so far.
I hear often from these women that this is something that boosts them up every week. So if they're kind of having a dreary bad day, they know that on Tuesdays that this is always something they can look forward to and come and boost their morale.
The Shout Sisters are currently looking for new members. Pfeiffer says she would love to see 50-plus members in the choir. They currently have 22, and Pfeiffer says the feeling of family is worth joining.
The family and the feeling aspect of it. I love music. Music is a very deep-rooted part of my life. And when you find like-minded people who all love music and the joy of it, and everybody gets together and they start singing, there's some sort of vibrational thing that happens that just automatically makes you feel better.
The choir sings at different events and fundraisers. Their next performance will be at the Enchanted Christmas Market on December 7th. Olivia Waldriff, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Getting around Belleville in the later evening hours has never been easier. Belleville Transit Route 11 On Demand will take you where you want to go, when you want to go. That's right, weeknights between 9:30 and midnight, Saturdays from 7 until midnight, and Sundays from 6:30 to midnight, you tell the bus where and when to pick you up and drop you off. Go online to btletsgo.ca to book your bus. Whether you need late night transit for work or pleasure, it's an efficient and flexible way to get around town.
Belleville Transit. Let's go.
In sports, the Trenton Golden Hawks will be receiving some national attention. The Hawks are using this opportunity on CHCH-TV to raise awareness for the Trenton Memorial Hospital Foundation. The team announced yesterday that they are partnering up with the TMHF with a program called Face Off for Foundation, to raise money to cover the hospital's budget gaps. Alex Guiney is the assistant general manager of the Hawks, and he says it was a logical growth of the partnership.
Local hospitals are responsible for purchasing all of their own equipment. So there's a lot of budget gap. And if we can run an event like Face Off for Foundation and raise upwards of $10,000, it goes a long way into supporting the hospital and its efforts to purchase new equipment. This just seemed like a logical growth of that partnership.
The goal is to raise upwards of $10,000 through donations, jersey auctions, and a coast-to-coast online auction. The Hawks will host the Markham Royals on February 8th on CHCH-TV. The Belleville Senators take on the Manitoba Moose tonight at CAA Arena in an all-Canadian mashup. The Senators had its six-game point streak ended Saturday night by Milwaukee, but the Sens are still an impressive 6-3-1 over its last 10 games. Manitoba has been rolling as of late as they enter tonight's game on a six-game win streak and are 8-2 over their last 10 contests. The Moose sit fourth in the Central Division. In the NHL, Washington Capitals forward Garnet Hathaway has been suspended 3 games for spitting on an opponent. The NHL announced Hathaway's suspension today after a hearing with him. He will forfeit over $24,000 in salary. Hathaway's suspension will begin tonight when the Capitals visit the New York Rangers. Ottawa Senators forward Bobby Ryan will be away from the team indefinitely while taking part in the NHL and the NHL Players Association's assistance program. 32-year-old Ryan did not play for Ottawa in a victory in Detroit last night, one day after leaving practice early because he was not feeling well. The Senators in Montreal are in Montreal tonight to take on the Canadiens. The Toronto Raptors and Orlando Magic meet for the second time this season as part of today's NBA schedule. The Raptors beat the Magic 104-95 on October 28th at Scotiabank Arena. Toronto is looking to improve to 6-0 at home. Send us your team or league scores by emailing qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Forecast for Belleville. Today we've seen a healthy mix of sun and cloud with a high of 6 degrees. Tonight, it'll drop down to -2, with tomorrow bringing mostly clouds and a high of 5. At 409, it's 6 degrees and partly cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Alan Steinberg, News at 91X, next at 5.